One of the most confusing, at least to me, one of the most confusing parshas in the Torah in terms of what exactly is going on over there. It starts, that the Klal Yisrael was complaining, in a bad way in the ears of Hashem. Vayishma Hashem ayicha apa, and Hashem heard and was angry at them. Vativar bom eish Hashem vatoichal b'kzei ha-machaneh. And there was a consequence. This magefa, I guess. The place was called Tavera because of that. And there were a lot of complaints and things that they said. Mitzrayim was better. We remember what we had in Mitzrayim. And there were all kinds of complaints that they had. So the Sipurnu says, right in the beginning, Kimisoinanim al terech haderech. The complaint that they were saying, we were schlepping around in the midbar, this was like the complaint that they were really issuing. Says they weren't really complaining in their hearts. It wasn't a true heartfelt complaint. Oh, we have such a terrible situation, a terrible condition. There was no shum siba. There was no real cause that was appropriate to feel this way. So it wasn't a real claim. Tainus, what tainus had? This is mamish the oichle hamon and the anana kovir and the amud eish and everything that they had there. It was not shayach. It was the most idyllic life in the world. So avol hoyu misoinanim bidivrehem lenasois. They were misoinan. They were complaining about their matzav. With words, not in their hearts, because they really had nothing to complain about. To test, they were testing Hashem. It sounds like they were testing Hashem. Then it continues in Pasuk Dalet, says, "Vayoshuva vayivku gam b'nei Yisrael vayomu miyachleinu bosor," and they complained they needed bosor. Chozru liyos kimesoinu l'nasois. They came back and they again are. In order to test, and now they weren't just complaining al haderech; they were complaining, "What you took us out of Mitzrayim in the first place?" Ki'ilu, in other words, I guess it was equivalent to complain about having gone out of Mitzrayim, would be the equivalent of despising, in a sense. The Milo that the Shechina, they're living with the Shechina now. Mitzrayim, they didn't have such a matzav. The Anani Yaakov, this represents the Shechina, al pi Hashem Yachanu, al pi Hashem Yisoo, and there was Kilu, they're expressing a dislike or a distaste or a disgust for the being the Shechina b'neim. Kasher heyed ba'omru yan ki ma'astem es Hashem, asher b'chir b'chem. The Torah accuses them of that you were m'mayis, there was a mius there, and Hashem asher b'chir b'chem. And they complained, that was the complaint, they're complaining about a life with a heskarvus to the Shechina, why'd you take us out of Mitzrayim? So he says, they were testing to see whether he's going to provide this food for them, as David HaMelech said in Tehillim, they tested Hashem in their hearts, Lish oil oichel enafshom, to ask for food for themselves. So it sounds like, if the Sipurnu has to shtim, it sounds like, which it does, it sounds like in their hearts they didn't have any tainus. That wasn't the thing. But in their hearts they were testing. That they were bilvovom. They were testing, and the expression of that test was in these words of, are we going to have what to eat? We need food to eat. We're complaining. We want to know, see if Hashem is going to provide for us. So there was a certain element of test. Moshe Rabbeinu responds to this. And he responds in a very, very interesting way. He becomes overwhelmed. And he says, Loma harayosel avdecho, l'shalcheni bal korchi loitzes omaseh. Why did you send me to take out these people? V'loma lo matzosi chen beinecho. I said, shlachno b'yad tishloch. I said, send somebody else. Why did you have to send me? Velosum es masa kolom ase olai. Ze osisa kate losum es masa kulum olai. Ki ilu lo hoyo lecho manig zulosi. Lefochis lishot fo imi sheyi a toiv lohem. says, at least you're sending it as if I'm the only one. At least give me a shutuf. The shutuf will be better for them. The shutuf will be better received. And he goes on later and he explains that he says, they don't look at me. I'm not their father. They don't have the full trust in me. They don't understand that I love them so much, and therefore they can't put their full trust. And the end of that is, it says, not like a father that they're sure of his love. And they're choshed, and they're testing to see what I will do for them. And what did they say to me? They know I don't have boser. In came kashem boichim olayv erm tnol on a boser kilo yesh leel yodi v'shal yodi bichi osam eser ritzoinam. Through that, I'm going to do their will. I don't have. Ein ze el lanasus im hanhogosi b'mitzvei secho u'ma'asig me'itam ba'adom. Okay? They're only testing to see if I am doing the leading of Klal Yisrael with your tzivui, according to your tzivui, and what I can accomplish for them. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes on and says, I can't take it by myself. You have to appoint a shutuf, and if not, please just destroy me. If because of my COVID you're not willing to appoint a shutuf, then just eliminate me. And then it goes on, and we see in Hashem Taka grants them bosor, actually bosor to the extent that they can't take it anymore, and it becomes disgusting. It's really, it seems that it was a fulfillment of the request, but certainly a show of the disfavor that he had towards that request. And to Moshe's request, he actually grants him that the Sanhedrin should help him so that he could have they'd have a greater sense of trust by realizing that all these great people are validating Moshe Rabbeinu, so now they have more confidence that Moshe Rabbeinu is the true leader. So I'm not sure what is going on over here. It sounds from the Sipurnu, it sounds from the Sipurnu that brings the Pasuk from Tehillim, that they're testing Hashem. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu takes it as a personal test. He says, they're testing me to see whether I'm acting b'mitzvei secho, to see what I can get for them. And that much I can't handle, they don't trust me enough. And so are they testing Hashem or they're testing Moshe Rabbeinu? What's their issue over here? Seems they're not really complaining, because they have nothing to complain about. That the Sipurnu said. But they're testing. So I understand they're testing Hashem. They want to see if Hashem is really going to go out and give them more. Chalal, it's a very hard concept to understand. He gave you so much. You have everything. You saw all the nisim. You're living now a life which has your needs are provided for. But okay, we have everything. We have no need to complain. But we want to test. Why do you want to test? What do you want to see? That's something. But Lamaisa, who are they testing? Sounds like the Pasuk clearly says, and the Sipurnu mashma like that, they're testing Hashem. What that test represents, I'm not sure. Sounds like it doesn't really represent anything that they need, but rather a further hisgalus hashchina. Is Hashem going to give us even more? He says we have no need. He says, Lo yimisen belimo be'emes, ki lo hoiso shum etzlam shum sibaru yulaz eshiyisayinu. So it's all about testing. It's not about need. It's not about desire. It's not about any problems that we have. We want to test. So it seems that they still had some need with everything that Hashem did for them, with everything that they experienced, with everything that they were experiencing. They wanted to see more. They wanted more. I don't even know if, per se, that's considered an avla. Maybe if I cared, maybe that's a good thing. But the avla, of course, was that they expressed that in terms of complaints. They used the vehicle of complaints in order to express this really what they really weren't complaining in their heart. They were really using that to express the desire to test. But Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, they're testing me. And then he says, "Ein ze el lenasuis im hanagosi b'tzaisechu ma'asig me'itcho ba'adom." They're testing to see if I'm acting properly as your shliach. I'm doing them according to your mitzvah and what I can achieve for them. So, it seems that avada they're testing Hashem. But lemaisa elamai, you say that Moshe Rabbeinu misunderstood what was going on. You know, the Sipurno understood, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. I don't know. It sounds like it's poshut that Moshe Rabbeinu understood as well. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, lemaisa, that their test, in their heart, they're testing Hashem. They want to see more of Hashem. But had they had the trust in me, that could have satisfied it. If they knew they had a leader who they could be sure is leading them al pi tzivoy Hashem, and according to the mitzvahs Hashem, and I will be able to get for them whatever they want, then that would calm down that feeling that they needed to test Hashem. And the only problem was that they didn't have that feeling because they didn't trust him, and therefore it led to this whole thing, Moshe Rabbeinu complaining, and they were taken to task because they shouldn't have come with their tainus. So what does that mean? Sounds like, and I'm treading on very thin ice, it sounds like that even though they really wanted to test Hashem to see more that Hashem should show and do more for them, but Lemaisa, had there been this extra measure of confidence in Moshe Rabbeinu, that would have calmed the test. They wouldn't have that need. They're also testing Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning that if Moshe Rabbeinu could deliver, and if we could feel that extra measure of confidence in Moshe Rabbeinu, then already the test would not, it would calm the test. It would answer the test. It would resolve the test. It would calm them down, and there wouldn't be that need to test anymore. So in reality, they're also testing me, that if I could deliver, and if they have more confidence in me, then that would resolve it. It sounds like that there's a relationship between, on the one hand, this desire to see more of Hashem, to get more from Hashem, which seems to be, according to the way Moshe Rabbeinu responds to it, that they're testing him, and it seems to be that that's not the avla, that the wanting to see, I Gevalt, you saw so much, you see so much, you see more than any dor ever saw. The nisim v'niflois of the dor ha-midbar were not shayach, but, and they were the dor dea, they understood Hashem more than, but lemaisa, there's that desire. When it comes to Hashem, we want more and more and more. It could be satisfied with a manig that we could feel confident that he's directly in contact with Hashem. And had Moshe Rabbeinu had that, he says, that he would have been able to calm their concern. They would have, that would have substituted, so to speak, for their for that great need that he had. So it seems there is something, and I mean a lot of different strains of Yahadus maybe even deal with this issue in terms of the ability of a leader to substitute on some level for the more that I really want from Hashem, but I know if I have a confidence that there's a leader there and he is working b'tzivoy Hashem and he's giving me direct the direct message from Hashem, and I can trust that everything he tells me is the leadership is communicated b'mitzvah Hashem, that seems to have the ability, and he can deliver for me. That seems to have the ability to calm that down, because in a sense the additional connection that I want with Hashem I'm finding through the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. If, however, I don't have that trust, so then it doesn't seem to work. And it seems that concept is something that can confidence in Moshe Rabbeinu, in the leadership, can have the ability to calm down that concern that we have. But it's a very dangerous thing, because Lemaisa, Hashem responded, he gave them what they wanted, and he gave them, and he added to the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it wasn't such a, wasn't such a wonderful thing, because in the process of wanting it, rather than be confident in the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, which they had every reason to be confident in, because Moshe Rabbeinu's love had been established, his Mesiras Nefesh was established. Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bavur Yishma'om, B'dabri Imoch, V'dam B'choy Yaminu Lo'ilam. So there was the ultimate confidence in Moshe Rabbeinu, but yet they found something, because they wanted more in Hashem, so they found something in Moshe Rabbeinu, and it ended up, they ended up in a misoinanim, or ke'ilu moyasim ba'Hashem, all because of this. So I'm not sure exactly how to touch this all up, but it seems that there are times when we can have a sincere desire to be miskarev l'Hashem, and we could be helped by feeling that at least we're in the proper chain of Mesira, of communication, that we know that we're getting the right information, and through that leadership we can be connected. But on the other hand, because we have that, we can make a mistake and express it in such a negative way and deny the leadership which was so obviously, clearly established and proven to be reliable and to be loving and to be the appropriate one, and all because of that desire to test Hashem. So I think that the upshot of this whole discussion is that we have to be very wary, and that there is a natural need to want to test more. And that natural need could sometimes be a good thing. It could be satisfied with a greater confidence and connection and assurance in the efforts of the manig. But mitzad sheni, it poses such a difficulty, that there's such a pitfall there, that in the process of wanting something like that, I can end up complaining to an extent that it's moyes b'Hashem. I'm looking to test Hashem. I'm not looking. I have nothing to complain about, and I'm really looking for something, for another more, to see more from Hashem. I want to test. I want to see, will He do more? Is He do more? And there's nothing to complain about. But it since I'm in the process of craving, a person can go off and start with tainus and end up together moyas Hashem, even though he started out in a different way. And he can also, in the process, rather than take refuge and take strength from the manig Hashem, he could take a Moshe Rabbeinu, who was declared publicly in their earshot that he is the Bavur Yishma'om B'dabri Moch V'gam B'choy Aminu Lo'ilam, and who showed his love and Mesiras Nefesh for them, and they could twist that and say, no, we can't trust Moshe Rabbeinu, and it all stems from something that may in reality be some desire for a greater connection to Hashem, but the pitfalls are many.